Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, how he loves me. Oh, how he loves you. Oh, how he loves me and you. He gave his life, what more could he give? Oh, how he loves me. Oh, how he loves you. Oh, how he loves me and me and you. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, it is in Jesus' name that we come on this morning with a grateful heart and an attitude of gratitude to say thank you for this another day that you have blessed us to rise, to shine, and to give your name all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. As we confess every sin of omission, every sin of commission. We ask that you will forgive us, cleanse us right now, Father God, from all unrighteousness. We embrace the gifts of this brand new day. We thank you for it, and now we surrender the day back over to you. Father God, we ask that you would have your way. Have your way in our lives, Father God. You're the potter, we're the clay. Father God, we ask that you would squash every satanic agenda, plot, plan, scheme, ploy, and contract that the devil has set up to come against us this day, Father, as we stand on the promises of your word to decree and declare, and to declare and to decree that it will not prosper. It will not come to pass. And we bless you and we thank you and we magnify you. So, Father God, we commit this day into your hands even right now. Oh, Father God, we ask that you would bless our services on today, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. As your word goes out, Father God, that somebody, Father God, will hear and receive the preaching and the teaching of your word, Father God, that somebody will be changed. Father God, because the word is the game changer, Father God, that somebody will allow you to have your way, Father God, in their lives. And we say thank you, Father God, for this. We say thank you for everything. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Father God, and we bless you and we magnify you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. And Lord, as you taught your disciples to pray, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forevermore. And our soul says, amen. Amen and amen. We will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in our mouths. Hold on one moment, saints. You signing in today? And Father God, and good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Amen. We bless be the name of the Lord. Amen. Like to say good morning to you, and to you, and to you. And we want to welcome you back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, Mentoring Kingdom Leadership, where Jesus Christ is King and Jesus Christ is Lord. I'm Apostle Dr. Alfreda. Glory be to God. Amen. I am your host on this morning, and we welcome you to our morning platform, the breakfast table, amen, the place where we meet, amen, 7 days a week on this platform to lift up the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah, and we say thank you, Jesus. So if this is your first time with us, we want to welcome you and let you know that you have indeed come to the right place at the right time. We invite you to have a seat at the breakfast table. A spiritual breakfast with champions is about to be served, amen. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. We pray that everybody's having a good day, a good week, amen. Your expectations are high. Glory be to God. Believe in God for bigger. Believe in God for better. Amen. As we learned on yesterday, amen, that love, amen, believeth all things. Amen. That means that love believes the best. So regardless of what's going on today, it's going to be bigger. It's going to be better as we continue, amen, to walk, amen, with our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. We have been teaching, amen, and exhorting, amen, all this month.
amen, on the theme of love. And we pray that you have been blessed, amen, by the teachings, amen, and the sharing, amen, of the women and the men, amen, that have come forth, amen, to share with us, amen, what the Lord has placed on their hearts. You know, beloved, amen, the word of God shall never, ever, ever return unto him void. It will always accomplish everything that the Lord, amen, has sent it forth to do. So the real bottom line is it's just a matter of us, amen, believing, amen. It's a matter of us. He says that anything that we ask in prayer, believing, beloved, amen, and receiving, we shall have. So it is our mindset. We have to lock in to the mindset, amen, of it, that God's word is real. God's word is real. God's word is true. God's word is a right now word. We always want to look at something that's going to happen in the future, beloved, amen, but it's what's happening, amen, right now, amen. So we thank God. Amen. We want to continue forward today. We want to continue forward in our teaching on the subject of love. Coming to us this morning, amen, we want to thank God for the sister that is going to be sharing on today. Amen. She is also a deacon. We want to thank God. She is a servant of the living God. We want to thank God. She is a mother, grandmother. She is a wife. Amen. She is a friend. Amen. She carries a lot of different titles. She's a prayer warrior, a lot of different titles. Amen. But she's coming. She's not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, but she realizes that it is the power of God unto salvation unto everyone that believes. Amen. So it is the word that carries the power. It's the word that carries the authority. Amen. It's just, amen, where do we place our faith in it? Amen. So without any further ado, I'd like to introduce to some and present to others, amen, our Deacon Hattie Cooper, amen, all the way out of Delaware, amen, that we might receive her this morning, amen, for her grace, and receive her this morning for her abilities, in Jesus' name. Okay, Deacon Hattie, God bless you. Are you there this morning?
Yes, I am. Good morning, Pastor. Good morning. I am here, Apostle. Thank you.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you. Thank you for being here. Amen. And the floor is absolutely yours.
Good morning. Good morning to everyone in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy, Lord God. We thank you for waking us up this morning. Father God, we come to you in spirit and in truth, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father. Father, take over this service, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Let your will be done, Father God. Shine afresh on me, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, Holy Spirit, use me for your glory in the name of Jesus Christ. I'm going to play a song right now, and this song just not for me. This song is for everyone in Jesus' name.
Oh,
that everyone on this phone right now need God to do something for them. But we know that God moves in his own time. Our time is not God's time. But we all need God to do something for us in the name of Jesus. So we're just going to thank God by faith that he's doing it and it's already done in Jesus' name. Again, good morning to everyone on the line this morning. God bless you and your families. God keep you in Jesus' most holy precious name. Well, I'm just going to get right to the point right now in Jesus' name. asking God. We already prayed, Pastor prayed in Jesus' name. Okay, the benefits of love. We have given a foundation of love. Okay, calm down. The benefits of love. We have been given a foundation of love. Whose love? God's love. God created us in his own image from the beginning of the world. God created us to love him with all our hearts and all our souls and all our minds. He created humans in his own image, together with him and with goodness. Right now, we are living in the middle between the two appearances, the world and heaven, heaven and hell, good and evil. One love we can depend on, and that love comes from the Heavenly Father. That same love he gave his only son, Jesus Christ, that he may receive eternal life as well. Thank God he did not take that cup away from Jesus. Where would we be? God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. John 3:16. Whosoever believe in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. When we build our foundation on love with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we will be successful. Joshua 1:8. God wants us to love him and have a relationship with him. Be connected and following him as well as the gospel of his son, Jesus Christ, so that we can live to live again. God has unfailing love for us. However, Jesus wants to lead us back to the Father. This demands obedience to the commandments of the Lord. Jesus' love is everlasting. That produce everlasting peace and security. Man love is here today and gone tomorrow. Jesus promised you eternal life, love and loyalty that he promised David in Isaiah 55:3. Love should be the most important thing in our lives. 1 Corinthians 13:13. When we have the foundation built on God's love, God's spirit, God hope, and God peace, we will be loved. Feel love and give love with the love of Christ Jesus. He is love in 1 John 1, 2 John, and 3 John. One love we can depend on, and that's the love he gave. That's the love he created in his own image. God loved us so much, he gave each individual free will to choose to serve him in season and out of season, praying without ceasing, 1 Thessalonians 5:16-17. Where is the love? That little four-letter word, love. Who do we love? How do we love? And what do we love? Those three questions. Do we love like God, Son Jesus Christ, his only son? Are we God's children? Will we love like him? Meaning, having his characteristics. God loves us. He gave us a choice to do good or to do evil, to love him or not. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. John 14:15. Now we are living in the middle between two opinions, the tree of life. It can be difficult and painful spot to live in right now, knowing what the world is going through right now. But you can take great joy in the fact that this is just a temporary spot for the things of God. We are bound for eternal life. In Jesus' name, we can find that in Revelation 21:4. And back again in Revelation 22. This all begins in the book with Adam and Eve living a fulfilled life when they were in the garden. We as humans, God gave us a direction to go on our own direction or to proceed with him. In Jesus' name. God's love for us immeasurable, unconditioned, incomparable for all mankind. It's divine. God's love brings strength and knowledge and give power. When we love like Christ, we are more friendly, we are more lovable, we are more pleasant, we are more peaceful, we are more likable, we are more confident, not just even in ourselves, but having confidence in God. We are more secure, we are more sociable, we are more agreeable, and we will feel important. Confronting the future is more easier when we seek God first, Matthew 6:33. When we have God's love, we have self-worth, heaviness of God. We have self-worth when we have the Spirit of God. Lack of love can lead us to negative emotion. The world is chaotic. No peace, no love, no joy, no happiness. Full of murders, bloodshed, in Jesus' name. But when we have the love of God, when we don't feel love, we have less care. We don't care about ourselves. We don't care about anyone else. To be fooled by mixed emotions, that can lead us into situations going down the wrong path. Falling in love with the wrong person, cultivating evil thoughts, addressing issues by our own self with anxiety, hurt, pain, finding yourself out of the will of God. In closing, quote, love always put others before yourself. Show kindness. Be nice to one another. Say please. Thank you. Count your blessings. Invest in people. Wait your turn. Have patience. Be encouraged. Listen. Always say, I love you. forgive, forget, but we know it's hard to forget, especially when we don't have the Holy Spirit, when we don't have the gift of God. Live a life of love. In Jesus' most holy, precious name. And just to give a few scriptures on God's love. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. Matthew 22:37. He speaks of that to his disciple. Great love has no one than this, that one laid down his life for his friend. John 15:13. This is the kind of love with which Christ loves his people. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Father, for this day's journey. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I had a couple of more scriptures here on love for Christ. Love thy neighbor as thyself. When we feel love, you feel less pressure, less alone, less anxiety, more secure, and more confident, and move in the likeness of Christ and having his character. Mark 10:9, therefore, what God has joined together, let no man separate. John 15:12, my commandment is this, love each other as I have loved you. Luke 31, do to others as you would have them to do to you. Corinthians 16:14, do everything in love. What do God say about falling in love? Put no gods before him. For us to demonstrate God's love. For he has loved us and cared for us. Back to you, Pastor, in Jesus' name.
Amen, 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 amen. We want to thank God for the word of God coming forth on this morning. Amen. Our Deacon Hattie Cooper. Amen. Thanking God. Amen. For the benefits of love. Amen. The love that we can depend on is the love that God created in his own image. Amen. That was my huge takeaway on today. And she has left us all challenged, amen, by asking ourselves, where is the love? Who do we love? What do we love? How do we love? Amen. Because the truth of the matter is that it's all about love. What has love got to do with it? The answer is absolutely, absolutely everything. Amen. So we thank God for you. Thank God for the scriptures. Thank God for the song, Lord, Do It For Me. Amen. And to God be all praise, all glory, and all honor. Amen, amen, and amen. At this time, sister, amen, do you have any announcements, amen, that you would like to share with us? Just want to give you the floor just in case there's something you would like to announce in reference to your projects or anything on that order.
Well, I just thank God for all that he's doing. I thank God for a new and challenging time at this time. I have a lot going on, but God is in control. And I just thank you, Beth, for this opportunity. And love, you can share a whole lot of stuff on love. Just love. Love, like God, love. Just love. You have to find it out. Just love is by love. Not just love our families, because he expects for us to love our families. He wants us to love the unlovable. And that's where the challenge come in with love, loving the unlovable. But at this time, I don't have anything at this time. Well, I do, but I'm going for a couple of things right now, and I will be reaching out to you this weekend probably. And that's it. I just thank God. I just thank God for everything. I thank God for the shift. I thank God for the move. And I thank God for love, because if we don't have love in our heart, God knows where would we be. If we didn't have God, God's love, because we can't love without God. We just can't. We can't even love him. We can't even love ourselves. So I just thank God on this victory time, because Satan is defeated. He is defeated. And God has opened doors for his people. Whatever they need, whatever they want, there is an open heaven. God is moving, and he is opening doors. So I just thank you again for today. Thank you, Pastor. Have a blessed day, everyone on the line. God bless you and your families. Please be safe out there. Please watch yourself when you go out. Before you go out, pray, anoint yourself. Just don't take for granted just to go out that door and not to anoint yourself from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. It's so important to have anointing oil in your house. We know it's not the anointing oil. If it wasn't for anointing oil, your God wouldn't put it in the Bible. It's very important to anoint yourself, anoint your house, anoint your kids, anoint your cars, anoint whatever that need to be anointed, especially yourself out there. We continue to pray for the sick, the lost, and the lost in Jesus' name. Thank you, Pastor.
Amen. You're welcome. Amen. Thank you. Amen. As Deacon Handy was sharing, amen, her last remarks, a song came to my mind, and a lot of times we sing songs that are not scriptural. One of the songs that we sing that's not scriptural is when we ask Lord to give us the strength to climb the mountain, because nowhere in the Bible does God tell us to climb the mountain. Matter of fact, he tells us here, bring the mountain down, and he tells us that we can speak to the mountain and command the mountain to move. So as she was speaking today, there's another song that we sing. I know that I used to sing coming up, and it sounds good, got a nice rhythm, but it's not really scriptural, because the song goes, love, 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 just a little bit of love. Love, 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 just a little bit of love. You don't need a whole lot, just use what you got. Love, 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 just a little bit of love. And then it goes on, faith, 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 peace, peace, peace. Yeah, I said, now that song is a lie. Because you love, 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 just a little bit of love. You don't need a whole lot. That's not scriptural. No, we need a whole lot. No, we need a whole lot of love. See, and the more we have of God, the more love that we have. Amen, because a little bit ain't going to do it. Because we're not called to love a little bit of people. We called to love all people. So you need more than just a little bit of love. Amen. But it's a good place to start. Amen. If you do not know Jesus Christ and the pardoning of your sins, we encourage you right now to give Jesus your heart. Amen. Just confess your sins before him. Ask Jesus to forgive you. Amen. And that's it. Amen. Hallelujah. That's it. You're saved. You confess him, you believe him, you invite him in, you ask him to forgive you for your sins, and you ask him to help you, to continue to follow him all the days of your life. That's the beginning of your love walk. Amen. That love is beginning to be manifested, and we grow in love. Amen. Or we should be growing. Amen. In Jesus' name. Do it today. Reach out to us here at the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries and let us know that you did.
and we want to pray with you, and we want to pray for you. Also, we want to invite you tonight, amen, this Friday night is our Friday night praise party where we meet every other Friday night at 9 p.m. We invite you to call in to our power line, amen, and join the service, amen. It's no party like a Holy Ghost party because the Holy Ghost party don't stop. And come in with your testimony. Set your alarm clock. I know sometimes on Friday night I'd be whipped, amen, but I set my alarm clock like I do for everything else that is important to me. I just set it right on my phone. Amen. Hey, ring at 8:55 and it'll ring. Amen. It'll ring. And we will respond to that. So, amen. Call in if you have a song. Amen. If you have a testimony, praise report. Amen. Come on, come on. Give it up for Jesus. Amen. Or maybe you just want to be around some folks. Amen. Lifting up the name of the Lord. Maybe you don't want to say nothing. You just want to base in the fellowship service. Whatever your reason for coming, we invite you to come. Amen. And we also invite you, amen, and encourage you to invite somebody else to do the same. A lot of people sitting home on Friday night thinking all kind of stupid stuff, contemplating suicide. Yeah, somebody that you didn't even know. You thought they was okay. You thought they was happy. They had a smile on their face. You had no idea that they was contemplating suicide. You had no idea. That's what everybody say. Oh, if only I knew. People contemplating going back into the world. People contemplating making that booty call. People contemplating this, that, and the other. Watching all kind of stuff on TV, on the computers. Glory be to God. Heard about the church service around the corner. Didn't feel like, you know, getting all dressed up to go around the church. And but they only knew that they could have picked up their cell phone and called in. You don't even realize who you're being a blessing to, beloved, and how you going to ever know if you don't do it. How you going to ever know if you don't share? How you going to ever know if we don't be selfish? You just never know. Maybe they will call. Maybe they won't. And if they don't, maybe they'll share it with somebody else who will. It's a domino effect. Amen. So we're here. We're here. Amen. This is just not for us. This is for everybody. Spread the word. Spread the word. Amen. Somebody going to be so happy that you did. In Jesus' name. Today is offering day here at the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. The gospel is free, but it takes money to do ministry. It takes money. It takes money. It takes money. And you know what? And God is faithful. And I look at our projects and our goals and what we have on the table. Amen. Glory be to God. As I was talking to our helpers on last night, and I'm not scared. I'm not scared. I'm not scared. I know God called us to it. Amen. Glory be to God. So we're walking in it. We ask that you would consider being a monthly partner, amen, with this ministry. Glory be to God. Why? Because the bills come in monthly. It's like you pay your bills monthly or weekly. The ministry has weekly bills, monthly bills. Sometimes people see you're not in the building, amen. They don't give the same. Sometimes people don't care if you're in the building or not. They still ain't going to give. Amen. Glory be to God. But beloved, amen. The work of ministry is going forward. Amen. We are reaching, amen, the world for Christ. Amen. And the Lord is about to manifest it in a bigger and a better way. And so we want to thank God for it. When you sow into the soil of the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries, you're sowing into good ground. Amen. Several ways you can sow. Amen. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 461. P.O. Box 461 in Glenside, Pennsylvania, Glenside, Pennsylvania, 19038. You can go straight to our website at lifewordjesus.org and hit the donate button there, lifewordjesus.org. Amen. You can give PayPal to PayPal at lifewordjesus, amen, at gmail.com. And our Cash App address is $lifewordjesus. And we thank you for your faithful giving in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And when you give, Lord and behold, prepare for the blessing. Prepare for the blessing. Prepare for the drop. Hallelujah. God blesses us every day. But beloved, when the U-Haul truck backs up, filled with your blessings, my God, Jesus, sookie, sookie. Ooh, okay, I believe that's it. Okay, glory be to God. We want to thank God again, amen, for our Deacon Hattie, amen, out of Delaware. And we want to thank God for the word of God that has come forth on today, amen, speaking on the benefits of love, amen, that God gives us a love that we can depend on, amen. That's a sweet type of love. That's a confident type of love. And it's a love that he created. Glory be to God, because he created it in his own image, and then he created you in his own image. This lets you know how much God loves you. Amen. Simply put, I'll put a red ribbon around that one, Deacon Hattie. I'll put a red ribbon around it. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the word of God as it has come forth on today. We thank you for your servant. We thank you, Father God, that your word will not return into you void, but will always accomplish everything that you have sent it forth to do. Thank you over and over and over again. Thank you for helping us to recognize love, helping us to embrace love, Father God, to focus our love and to grow in our love. And it's you that's doing the work in us, through us, and with us. And we bless you. Father God, we ask that you will anoint the prayer warrior as she comes at 12 o'clock today. Father God, to host our platform. Father God, we thank you for the anointing. We thank you for the power, the love, and the blessings upon her life. In Jesus' name. Father God, as we come back at 9 o'clock for our Friday night praise party, we ask that you will anoint the host. Father God, protect her from every spirit of retaliation. Keep her voice strong and back off every attack, Father God, coming up against her mentally, spiritually, financially, and otherwise. And we say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Everybody under the sound of our voice that have given their life to Christ today, Father God, we say thank you. Father God, we ask that you will give them a hunger and a thirst after righteousness, yet you will plant them, Father God, at the right soil, at the right church, in the right ministry, that they might grow and be a super, super, super in your kingdom. And we say thank you. As we go out today, as our Deacon Hattie said, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. Order our steps, lead us, guide us, and direct us, Father God. Cancel bad news, tears, and sorrow. We will not be afraid of the arrow by day or the terror at night. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, no plague shall come nigh our dwelling. So now, Father God, we seal this prayer and this service by the word, by the blood, by the spirit. We cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare it cannot, it will not, and it shall not be broken. And we say thank you over, 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 and over, and over again. And we decree and declare and declare and decree that Satan is defeated, darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ is the King of Kings, and Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Amen and amen. All right, thanks. Amen. See you at 12 o'clock. Amen. Lord's willing. If not, we'll see you at 9 o'clock. Lord's willing. If not, we'll be back here again tomorrow morning. Amen. Same time, place, and station, giving God all praise, all glory, and all honor. Everybody have an awesome, awesome, awesome day. Amen. Walk in the love. Walk with the love. Amen. Hallelujah. As you walk with God. And Pastor Alfreda Philadelphia, signing out.